A Veterans Day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. And again, thank you to all our men and women defending this country. And with that in mind, I had a chance to sit down with Steve Guerra. He is a special assistant to the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski. He is also a U.S. Marine veteran. And we talked about that, his experience in the Marines and the relationship between the NFL and the military. Give it a listen. We're joined now by Steve Guerra, the special assistant to head coach Rob Chudzinski here with the Browns. And you're here for a special reason, Steve, because with Veterans Day week and all the salute to service recognition that the NFL is giving, we thought it would be a great time to bring you in here to talk about your service to this country. And you were a U.S. Marine. And let's go back to that, your time with the Marines and what that meant to you.
You know, my time with the Marine Corps, it really defines who I am at this point. The ability as a young man to actually lead Marines was, the one factor that really probably influences me more on a day-to-day basis than anything, probably aside from my wife. But certainly that. You know, I joined right after 9/11. And my entire family is a family of service. My father was a lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps. My uncles were all Marines, FBI agents, Secret Service, you name it, we probably have it somewhere in our family lineage. So it was, when I joined, I felt compelled to join. It was my purpose at the time, and I still take a lot of pride in the fact that I was one of many young men and women at the time who all kind of stood up and joined the Marine Corps. And my time in the Marine Corps was fantastic. There's absolutely nothing like leading Marines.
So how was the transition from that to the NFL?
The transition, it's kind of funny. It's I tell people all the time, it's very similar. People are always making comparisons between sport and especially football and war. And where those may be at times a little bit misplaced, there are a lot of similarities in how teams are organized and how you operate and function in the Marine Corps. Leading young men at the fundamental level is essentially the same, whether they're carrying a rifle or they're carrying a football. You're talking about doing the same thing with young men, training them, educating them, coaching them, and leading them. And at the end of the day, if you do all that well, your team will execute and be phenomenal. And I think that's part of what I try and help out with on a day-to-day basis here, is trying to implement some of those same tenets.
While you were stationed in the Middle East, were you able to watch NFL games?
I was. In 2003, I was there for the initial invasion, so it was pretty much it was just hot. I was there for pretty much the entire we pushed up in Iraq, and then we got out pretty quick. And so no football, during the summer, obviously. But in 2004, I actually got to Kuwait, and we were pushing north to Fallujah. And I got to Kuwait just a few days before the Super Bowl. So I actually got to see the Carolina Panthers, New England Patriots Super Bowl with the wardrobe malfunction. So I was in a tent with about, 150 Marines, sailors, and soldiers. So there were a lot of happy Marines and soldiers in that tent during that game, I'll tell you that much.
Steve Guerra joins us, special assistant to head coach Rob Chudzinski for the Browns. And Steve, you see, of course, like a month like November that the NFL mm-hmm. dedicates to salute to service. You see other signs of patriotism showing of it by the National Football League, the flags that are unfurled before right. games on the field. That must mean something extra special to you. We all, I know, get caught up in it, but I can't imagine from your standpoint what that feels like.
It's amazing. like I said, I come from a family of service, so it's always been, an enormous deal to myself and my family. I still, up in the coach's box, on game days, I still stand at the position of attention, when the national anthem is played, because it means that much to me, and because I feel like I earned the right to do that for the rest of my life. I think that's the same exact view that all veterans have. All veterans, all veterans, I think they serve because of the right to serve, because they mm-hmm. wanted to serve. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a sacrifice; it was, in service. And so, I think that's one of the great things that that the Salute to Service does, is it honors those who have gone before and those who have made that commitment. And so in the Marine Corps, we had, you know, honor, courage, commitment. You know, that's our motto, and that's what we live and breathe by. And so the fact that someone can kind of, you know, that the NFL and the NFL fans tip their cap to us, you know, during this time of year, you know, it's absolutely tremendous, and it means a lot.
So let's explain your duties as a special assistant to the head coach. What do they entail?
So my main role is probably to liaison with all the different departments here inside the organization, and I kind of clear a path for, you know, for all the coaches to make sure that they're, you know, able to implement and coach and train our players the way that they need to. So whether it be, you know, interacting with someone from marketing, interacting with someone from, you know, PR or media, or, you know, just kind of clearing a path for the everyday functioning of the team, that's kind of my main purpose.
Because I don't think people can really grasp how much a head coach, for instance,
right,
how many different directions he is pulled, and all the extra things that he has to worry about.
Yeah, no, he's pulled in a lot of different directions, and there are a lot of people who, you know, want his time, and there's a lot of people who need his time. And so, you know, organizing that and kind of managing that on a day-to-day basis, it can be overwhelming. You know, it's incredible, and I've worked with two head coaches before, how much non-football stuff you end up dealing with when you're a head coach. And so, you know, Coach Jasinski, you know, he's going to be the best head coach if he can, you know, focus more on football. So I try and take some of those things and help him, you know, help him out with them.
Beautiful. Well, Steve, thank you for, of course, being part of the show, and thank you for your service.
It's absolutely my pleasure. You know, like I said, my time spent in the Marine Corps working with the young men and women of this country was absolutely phenomenal, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
He is Steve Guerra. He is the special assistant to head coach Rob Chudzinski, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.